解决纠纷难道只能打官司？不用那么麻烦，上您传授三字诀 ADR 诉讼外纷争解决机制，像是邻居纷争、消费争议、劳资问题或甚至医疗纠纷，都可以利用 ADR 来解决，程序简单有效率，并且不用花大钱，方便、快速又和谐。遇到纠纷选择 ADR， 不必打官司，让你省时又省钱。
以上广告由司法院提供。
Studio 307，灯光美、气氛加使用的设备都还超级顶级。不管你是 Pro 级的专业人士，想要自己来试试看，或者是新手菜鸟需要人家引导讲解，台南的朋友想要当 Podcaster 吗？赶快过来，赶快试试看，这里 Studio 307很赞。
Hello everybody, welcome again. Today we are dressing like Jobs.
Yes,
What kind of jobs you?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that I'm a stripper. No, I'm a construction worker.
Yeah,
yeah. Stay tuned. Maybe at the end of it, I might lose the shirt inside.
Whoa!
No, I'm just kidding.
If we pass the one,
this is a family friendly channel.
But we can have a second channel if you want.
Only bros.
Bro,
we can call it only bros.
Only bros?
But that sounds really gay. Only bros. Okay, so I am a construction worker. What about you?
I am the guy who after have a sex and a crazy night, wake up really early and prepare your breakfast.
I thought you want to say you're Gordon Ramsay.
I'm Gordon. This is a piece of shit.
Get the hell out of
my kitchen. Get the hell out of my kitchen. I'm a menu striker. It's me, Concord.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bruce Boone.
This shirt is so tight. I think I really gained weight.
What is the most strange job you get?
It's not strange in the industry, but I didn't like it. The lighting stand-in. I'm the stand-in, like a really famous actor and actress, and they're busy, they're resting. I am the guy standing there for them to adjust the light. Doing nothing, just stand there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a lovely job, I guess, but I don't get it.
The pay is good?
Nope.
No?
Yeah, it's not my thing because I love acting and I would rather not do acting and do some other
but
job.
What's a famous actor?
Hollywood actors.
Hollywood actor? Mm-hmm. You can say the name?
I'm afraid not. But that's kind of like, if it's a really up to standard kind of film, they do have like lighting standing and stuff like that. But because I wanted to be an actor, I don't just want to, you know, like hang out and get to, you know, like have a peek of the famous actor, actresses. I want to become the actor and I don't like the sense of self-resentment. Like, why am I only standing here, have zero line? And I don't think that's very healthy, especially for someone who really, 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 really want to be able to act in front of camera. I mean, technically you are in front of camera, but they're just never rolling. So
yes,
that's why I don't like that job. So what about you? What is the strangest job?
I was dancing teacher.
Stripper.
Oh. Really? Yes.
Dance instructor.
Dancing instructor of strippers.
For real, you're not messing with me?
Yeah, I'm not missing you. In my early 20s, I was a really good dancer.
Uh-huh.
And one day in the studio that I practice, have one gym in the first floor. So they have a kind of guys who they are strippers. They are really nice person. And they come to you and say, Tommy, bro, you know what? I saw you are dancing because I practice alone. I love to be alone sometimes. So, and they saw me and they told me, bro, do you want to show us some choreographies because we have a job later? And I told this guy, okay, bro, how regularly you have this job? He told me, no, it's every week because every week we need to have a show. And I told him, okay, so let me prepare one choreography and I'm going to teach you. And every week we can change the steps and something like that.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
So the dance is, you mean for like really stripping kind, like go-go boy kind, or
yeah,
just
how
dance?
You mirror your bottom.
Oh, like some
how you
thirst trapped.
Yeah, how you take the chairs and you put this and then
Show me what you got, boy. I got money.
I'm an off training, bro.
Okay. Well, but speaking of that, I have one experience. I didn't take the job. I didn't accept the offer, but I was offered a
stripper.
Special... Kind of, but basically because I told them that we were just like chit-chatting, and then I kind of told them that, oh, I think I am on quite of the, I'm not a lightweight when it comes to drinking. I don't get drunk easily, but I think it's just genetics because my sister, my mom, we don't drink regularly, but we just don't get drunk easily. And so he looked at me and said, you look okay. You want to be in a nightclub or like a bar, and then you just stand there, be cute. And try to talk to customers and chill and just sit with them. And then they can pay to open a bottle of champagne. And then you can get commission out of it. Because you can drink. But like Yeah, but the downside of it is like you, if they want you to drink, you have to drink. So it's kind of like daily drinking. So I'm like... They say the pay
the
is really good.
The practice make the master.
They say the pay is really good. And I was like, I don't know about that. But thank you for showing your interest in me. Okay, well... We were talking about strippers, go-go boys. Do you have like a story about your nana that you want to share?
Oh yeah.
I heard of this story before, and I legit thought he was like flat out lying, but it appears to be true because he said that quite.
The most businesswoman, because she has one hotel. But when my grandfather passed away. The hotel was a little more like a sad place, like a more sad moment. So my nana was really, really smart and say, I need to rent the hotel for another person. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, the destiny put one guy hotel. Oh, nanny, don't worry. I'm going to rent the whole hotel. And she say, well, that's okay. But tell me, what are you going to do? And he told like, well, I have a gears. Who work in this kind of industry, they need a one space. They need to prepare. But they don't do the service there in the hotel. Uh-huh. They take the gears out.
Okay? I got you.
But in the place is where the gears are going to take a rest or they're going to sleep. So, yeah, my nanny say, okay, if you're going to pay me, yeah.
So it's more like accommodation, like a dormitory.
Yeah,
for the
accommodation.
Girls.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, yes.
But every time you saw a lot of guys come in with nothing and go out with all everything.
Ah.
Yeah.
So your grandma decided to feel a lot of happy memories in that hotel.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
They create. Basically, we can say they create beautiful people for the people.
Since when you realize, oh. Grandma is doing this kind of business.
Since I was around 15 years old, 16 years old, I understood about the prostitution thing. And when I was sitting down in the reception and just looking the guys coming, go out. And I was like,
Oh, that's self-realization. this is what this is about.
Yeah. And one of the time I saw my nanny in the news. Because... next to the hotel, in the next street, in the next block, have a one church.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So the people around the church.
With all the sins.
The people around the church, they demand to my nanny.
To remove that place.
To remove, to close
to
the place.
Empty.
The reporter said, you know what's going on there? And said, yes, I rent the place. Uh-huh. And she, with a lawyer, go in that direction. We are not responsible about that. What the custom do this. Mm-hmm. If you want to go, one person need to go to the jail, is the custom. Because the customer or the person who rent this is the person who decided to do this. I rent my space for one person. And that person decided. And that person go to the jail.
Another one. It's getting more and more popular in Taiwan, which is pet psychic.
Oh, yeah.
They look at your pet's picture and then they would say like, all this... dog has spinal injuries or terrible stomach ache, or you know they are feeling depressed and stuff.
You know, I'm 100% that this liar. It's not real.
You think it's scam,
bro? 100%.
How come?
How are you fucking sure that this is true?
You don't know.
You don't know. It's just the guy. It's like a totally a scam. Mm-hmm. Because how you make sure? This guy is talking to you through things.
That's kind of interesting. But quite a lot of people said that they had really overwhelmingly positive feedback. So I was like, oh, they even get the breed right. Or like, oh, they know that she has surgery. Oh, they know that, you know, she's paralyzed from the waist down or something like that. And I just find that really, really interesting. So I'm going to read you a very short story about some woman. She actually, so her dog passed away and she went to like a pride festival or something like that. And she saw like a pet psychic only charging $50, and so her and the husband thought that we need a closure, so they bring out the photo of it, and then the psychic said like she got the breed wrong, and tragically the dog passed away, and the reason was because she fell from the third floor of a friend's house. But the psychic said that, oh, he died from liver failure and heart attack. And I was like, what the fuck? But at the end of it, she said that oh, your dog really loved you and she's gonna come back, you know, as another dog and blah, blah, blah. And she said that, I don't know. She thought that it was probably a total scam or some other things, but some people said that, no, the pet psychic is just a really terrible cold reader. Have you heard of cold reading? It was like, they start really broad and then they look at your facial expression and your like tiny mini gesture of it. And then they started to go more narrow. And typically when you're a really good cold reader, you get most of the thing right, and that can appear magical or really strangely satisfying. But I do believe in cold reading as a technique that's most the pet psychics use. But that's kind of like a thing. The tarot and the fortune teller and the feng shui teacher, feng shui sifu, the consultant. You know, when you're trying to buy a house, they would tell you, like, no, you can't put this table here, or you can't buy the house here because the cross, the intersection, or something like that. Do you believe in that?
No.
You're just like, I love this house. I'm a motherfucking buy it.
Well, not exactly. The minimal thing is I need to know if nobody died there. Of course, now we're going to move to the Prosbon React!
Prosbon React! The question that we ask the public is, what's one thing that you wanted to tell your boss if there would be no consequence whatsoever?
Oh, by the way, I thought that people would be saying hey to the boss, but half of some people, they were nice.
I want to be that boss. Attractive that people want to,
and I want to be your employee.
We are getting gayer and gayer for episode.
But that's motivate. I mean, the good way is that motivate. That motivate you to work. That motivate to you to study. Because I thought if I can impress my teacher, maybe.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's always happening.
Always happening. So
it's kind of like the same. When I started learning English, I was really terrible at first, but my teacher at the time, she was so gentle, so nice, like so angelic. Yeah. And every time, there was even one time I cheated in a test, but it was because I literally had no time to practice to prepare for it. And she caught me, but she did not say anything at the time during the test. But after that, she asked me like, Tyler, come see me. And then she did not blame me for it. And she did not just like flat out start scolding me. She said, are you having enough sleep? She started about caring, and then I know that I got caught. And then she said, I saw what you did, and it's okay. I'm going to give you a pass this time, but please don't do it ever again. You're a good kid. And she totally changed my life. Yeah. And that's why I started learning Chinese. Oh, no, no, no. I started learning English. This girl said that, 希望老板的化疗成功,快点痊愈,快回来公司作证。以往对公司对您有超多的抱怨,全部都归零,只愿您身体健康。
I'm really surprised that we was going for the way that maybe you want to say something really bad to your boss, like, I'm fired, I don't want to do. But actually, in this time, the boss are really quiet, they're really nice. Mm-hmm. And if you create this kind of community, that can be support you, because your people support your dream. Like a boss.
I think back in the day, we have more dictator kind of boss. Yeah. Like, no, you do what I say. But nowadays, more and more bosses, they are willing to, you know, open up themselves and just listen to different, like, if the employees, they have constructive opinions, and they're actually happy to hear that. And I think that's healthy. We have a spicy one here, huh? 不要每次我递东西给你都要摸到人家的手，你这个死变态。
bro. But actually,
it's a lot in work, in workplace, right? Touching people, getting all handsy and stuff.
I'm going to demand you. And this is recorded, bro. This is recorded.
When you want to fire a complaint, talk to the HR, which we don't have. How do you feel about that? Sexual harassment in workplace.
Bro, I don't know. I can tell you nothing about that. Bro, what does that
mean? Oh, nice arm, huh?
I'm going to the gym, babe. I think you need to affront everything. So you need to make sure, I don't want your dick. That's all.
But those kind of things happen quite a lot. Just like, please stop doing that. 可以拜托请打扫阿姨吗？我不是来当免费清洁工的，谢谢。
I mean, what kind of job you have? What kind of, I don't know what kind of company you can work.
The one that doesn't hire janitors? The cleaning ladies or cleaning guys?
I have a photo. Mm-hmm. I can destroy one gym in Kaohsiung.
What do you mean?
I have a photo and video about the house.
Rats? Or like
about shit? How sucks is the bathroom.
Ew.
And it was twice. It was really fucked. It was really disgusting. Sucks. Really disgusting. And if I pull like, these photos in the internet, I can destroy
they're
this.
They're done.
Gym. Yeah, they're done. Totally. 100%. I can show you. I can show
okay,
you.
Okay, show me, show me.
You can see.
Oh, guys, before seeing that picture, I had a preparation of it's going to be disgusting, but I did not anticipate it's going to be that disgusting. Wow. Yeah.
And it's not the first time.
Then the person who is at fault is the person who took that gigantic shit. Wow, it's really cluttered.
But it's not the first time, too. But the person who cleaned is a really cute older grandma. So,
but still, it's their job. They should have done that better.
But it's a grandma.
I know.
You
were imagining, what if she gets fired?
Then. Yeah, I.
It's really hard for her to find another job.
Yeah, totally.
Well, maybe you should do it.
Maybe, actually, that's not the question. That's not the answer, but it's in the way.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I open one company of cleaning efficiently and with a really good employees, I'm for sure I'm going to be the best in Taiwan, because in Taiwan the people who clean is a mass.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the older gears.
Yeah.
But if I make a one company efficiently with the younger boys who make a 100% of efficiently in that, it's going to be the best.
They do have that in America.
Yeah.
It's like you can hire a bunch of, actually, they're half naked, like really muscular guy, and then they come in to do all the chores.
I'm talking about efficiently. You put that like half.
But that's a big selling point. Yeah, like younger, and effective, and very efficient. And
so, everybody, that's all for today. Thank you. That is all for Bros Bon Riad. Yeah. And thank you, everybody, for today. It's me, Concord.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Bon.
Thank you guys for all the comments and feedback.